The Lakes District Museum's GR8x8 art project wrapped up recently with an awards ceremony and art auction. The fundraiser, which saw local artists donate 8x8 artworks to the museum for a chance to win more than $1,500 in prizes, generated a lot of interest in the community. The Museum Society sold 74 canvases to local creators and received 55 submissions. Winner of the adult age group, and the fan favorite award, was an oil painting entitled, Thus Saith the Lord, by local artist Reese Hogan. Hogan's wins earned her $600 in prize money. Other winners in the adult division were, Solitude, by Linda Peebles, second place, Food for Thought, by Dale Calhoun, third place, and, Turkeys, by Cheryl Dell, honorable mention. The other winning artworks, announced November 20th, were as follows. Children's Division. First prize, $75, canvas number 23, Kindergarten, by Theodore Kaskaman. Second prize, $50, canvas number 37, The Pink Dancer, by Alexandra Platt. Third prize, $25, canvas number 38, Growth from Chaos, by Samantha Platt. Hun. Mention, $10, canvas number 40, Snowflake, by Samantha Platt. Teen Division. First prize, $150, Whispers of the Water, by Aliana Peterson. Second prize, $100, New York's Protest, by Haley Krause. Third prize, $75, Ship on Fire, by Finn Elliott. Hun. Mention, $25, Pumpkin Patch, by Haley Krause. The art auction held the same night as the awards ceremony raised more than $2,000 for arts and culture programming here. Museum Society officials say they were pleased with the public's response to the event. The GR8x8 art project exceeded our wildest expectations, said Michael Reese Christensen, curator of the Lakes District Museum. We had far more participants than originally expected and raised more money than we hoped. But this initiative wasn't really about raising money for arts and culture programming. It was about showcasing this area's talented artists and giving them a reason to work their creative magic. Judging from the response, it achieved its intended purposes. Reese Christensen said the Museum Society will put the money to good use. We're already looking at how we can encourage the arts here next year, he said. One thing is certain. The GR8x8 art project will return in one form or another in a few years. Between now and then, there will be more opportunities for local creators to share their passion for art.